Boys, I'm surprised.
I'm Kirkwood.
I'm Lee.
I'm Harris.
I'm Wallington.
Well, how do you do?
And this is the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard of people who like to stand around and watch a steam shovel? Well, here's a man who likes people to watch while he stands around and shovels steam, Jack Kirkwood.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy Wallington. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to go shopping with my wife. She bought herself a nice outfit and a new fur coat. Nice fur, too. Unborn bath mat, I think it is. She bought me a suit, too, a sports suit, $7.95. For a dollar extra, they sew it together. Looked kind of shop-worn to me, and after looking it over, I said to the man, what are those little insects in the seams? He says, silkworms. It ain't quite finished yet. I said, that's a funny color. What do you call that shade? He said, that's the new fudge brown. You can have it plain or with nuts. The thing I like best about my outfit is the tie, though. My wife did it herself. That's the first time I ever saw a tie with sleeves. But I like it. She said she'd like to have bought me more things, but we have to live according to the budget. Budget, that's French for let's do without it and put it on the horse. I'd like to run up a good score on laughs tonight.
I'd like to run up the country.
I'd like to run up the street for a new dress.
Well, Lillian Lee, I'll help you do it, Lil. I'll help you run up the street. I have my portable sewing machine right here.
Gee, thanks, Jack.
Don't mention it. Just grab that side over there by the curb. Careful, I'll just knock off this sidewalk. Good, now we'll slide it in the machine. Now I'll run up the street for you. There you are. How's that?
Oh, gee, that's swell. And you know what?
What?
I'll bet I'm the only woman in Hollywood with a lamppost in her bustle.
I hope you won't tell anyone how handy I am with this sewing machine. They'll think it's a low pursuit.
Hello, Kirkwood.
Low pursuit. How's Mrs. Pursuit?
Still leading me a Mary Chase.
Oh, dear old Mary Chase. I haven't seen her for a long time. You mind if I wring your neck? My doorbell's out of order.
Not at all, but I wish...
Excuse me, Tommy. Jack, could I speak to you alone, please?
Sure. What's up, Wallington?
Oh, it's awful. I'm being sued.
For what?
Well, breach of promise, he said.
Thanks, lad. You really did that one up brown. A nice blues number, too. And it went very well with your red noses. And now here comes our servicemen special, pretty little Jeannie McKeon, who has thrilled millions of listeners in Washington, Oregon, California, and all points east. Jeannie has since learned it isn't polite to point. She will now thrill us with...
Yeah, betcha.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I miss ya, you betcha, every minute of the hour. Will I miss ya, you betcha, till you come marching home. Will I write ya, you betcha, you don't have to worry about me. I will write a letter nightly, till you come marching home. I'll put my heart upon the shelf. on that you can rely. I'll stay at home all by myself. I love you, darling, you're my guy. Will I wait, dear? You betcha. Will I wait for you forever till it's over? You betcha. And you come marching home. My heart upon the shelf, on that you can rely. I'll stay at home all by myself. Love you, darling, you're my guy. Will I wait, dear, you betcha. Will I wait for you forever till it's over? You betcha.
That was great. It really stopped the show. Now I'm wondering how I'll get it started again. No kidding, Judy, I like it because it brought us right to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Kirkwood!
You!
Today, the Madhouse comedy, drama, and if you must laugh, please do it in the right place, players, present another chapter in the lives of the Jeeper Coonies, of the Kentucky Hill Coonies. As the curtain rises, we find Paw Cooney sprawled in the middle of the floor. Ma Cooney is rocking in her favorite chair by the window. Curtain, music!
Oh, Pa, there's a spider crawling down your back.
Poisonous one, Ma?
Reckon so. Looks like a black widder.
I wish you'd find out for sure. I hate to go wasting my strength swinging at a harmless one.
Can't tell now, Pa. He just went down inside your shirt. There he comes out. Doggone, he ain't black no more. He's all white.
Yeah, I reckon that chipmunk I keep down there must have scared him. Oh, I hate to keep mentioning it all the time, but I'm hungry again.
Oh, Pa Cooney, I just fed you yesterday. That's all you think about, eating and sleeping and sleeping
eatin
and
eating.
You don't care how hard I work. You don't think you love me no more.
I do, too. I love the ground you walk on. Looks like you got most of it on you, too.
It's nice to hear you say it, Pa.
I'm always saying nice things.
Oh, Pa.
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm old and ugly?
I sure do, Ma. Unlatch and trek in.
Hello, folks.
Talk right through the door, too. They got doors thin. We couldn't hear you at all.
Well, what you been up to, daughter? Your face looks clean.
I ain't your daughter. Yeah. I'm Cindy Lou Scroggins. I came over to borrow your horsewhip for my grandmother.
Now, what
kind
could...
Kind of an animal with her or something.
Now, what could your poor little frail old grandmother do with a horsewhip?
She has a canary, and it refuses to sing.
Hey, God darn it. It's that boy feuding again. Oh, get out of the way, gal. Get away from that window.
Doggone it, that bullet went right through Cindy Lou's head.
Oh, shucks. It's all right. Does feel a mite drafty, though. Reckon I'd better go home and plug it up. Bye, folks.
Bye. Sure. Yes, sir. Sure, a lot of shooting. I hope Effie ain't out there.
Effie? Who's Effie?
That's our daughter, Pa.
Dagnabbit, another one?
Effie was our firstborn, Pa. Oh. Don't you remember? The one with only 10 toes?
Oh, sure. The failure. The one all them traveling freak shows kept turning down. What was it they called her, Ma?
Normal, I think it was.
Too bad.
I better call her. What was her name?
Whose name?
Effie's.
Never heard of it. I don't think I know it.
Doggone, I knew it just a minute ago. Sarah, no. Esmeralda, Katrinka, Effie.
Yeah.
That's it, Effie.
Effie, Effie.
Effie!
Effie!
Oh, Effie!
Oh, Effie! Your ma's calling you. Get up here, Donald Diggit.
I'm a-coming.
Well, hurry up.
Say, Pa.
What?
There's a stranger coming up the road. I can tell he ain't no revenue, though.
Wow.
He ain't got no bullet holes in him.
Oh, well, it's all right, then. Unlatch, trek in. Howdy.
Oh, are you one of them city fellers?
Yes.
My ma told me all about you, Slickers.
She did?
Yep. Come on in.
That's my daughter. What do you think of her? You're a gentleman.
You've sure got a lot of children, haven't you? I saw a yard full of them when I came up.
Yeah, before the feuding started, we was running the rabbits around here a close second.
Well, that's what I came up here to talk to you about. You want to keep them alive, don't you?
I don't know. Why?
Oh, Pa Cooney, of course we do, stranger.
Of course we do.
Well, then you'd better buy some of these can't-miss bullets I'm selling. Only 50 cents a box. The coys just bought some.
Oh, that's where they got them, eh? Okay, stranger. Them coys ain't going to get ahead of us. We'll take a box.
Sure nice of you to come around. How about staying for victuals?
Well,
me and Effie will whip up something.
Effie? Who's Effie, Ma?
Effie's our daughter.
Doggone, every time I turn around, there's another one. Uh-oh. There go them coys are shooting at us again. Hey, can you look out the window and see what's happening, Ma?
Yep. They got Luke and Clem.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. There goes Ty.
Oh, gosh. I'm awful scared we're going to lose this feud. Don't know how long our young ones will hold out. Say, stranger, how many bullets did them coys buy?
Well, they bought a box with 25 in it.
Only 25? Doggone, that's great. We can't lose the feud.
Why not, Paul?
We got more kids than they got bullets. Been finished, it would have been in a little Spanish town. It was delivered by Butch Miller and his hams, otherwise known as 12 Meatballs. After hearing that, I know I'm a-going.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.